The administration continues to insist the border is closed, even though they continue processing thousands of migrants on this side of the border and letting many go into the U.S. It's also not clear how close of a count they're actually keeping. Pretty much everybody is being released into the USA as long as they say they are a family or a couple where the woman is pregnant. No pregnancy test required, and no COVID test either. Would you come
my way? This is the Trevor Carey Show. Did you burn out to the end? On the Valley's Power Talk.
Has President Biden ever been to the southern border?
In his life, I will have to look back in my history books and check the times he's been to the southern border.
We have been looking all morning, and we cannot find any record of him visiting the border.
But tell me more about why you're asking.
Because this is a president who makes a point when there are disasters in this country, like a wildfire or a hurricane, to go and see for himself firsthand what the needs are of the local community so that he can have an informed POV to make policy. Why doesn't he do that? Why doesn't he go down to Del Rio, Texas and see what's going on?
Day number two is we hold their feet to the fire. You know, we can't have an open border and a welfare state. I don't want either. And that's why we're here at the Federation of American Immigration Reform Radio Row. Just beautiful facilities broadcasting from the top of the Fox News building across from the U.S. Capitol. And it's funny how just in a few days, I've been like, I don't notice it as much. Oh, there's the Capitol. You know, it didn't have that wow effect as it does, but it's still great. And this is going to be a wow effect because he's been fighting this for a while. Former Acting Commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection. You see him on Newsmax, senior fellow at FAIR, Mr. Mark Morgan. Welcome in, sir.
Thanks, Trevor. You know, it's funny, is something you said. So every time I used to come over to this Fox Studios to do a hit, I'd always make myself and the whole team I was with stop just for a minute and take in the Capitol. Yeah. Every single time. Because, hey, as challenging as things are, I still think this is the greatest country in the world.
You know it is, and there's a lot of people out there that feel that way, and we've been isolated for 550 some odd days. Yeah. And so everybody's thinking that maybe not everybody feels like they still love this country, but we are there. You've been on a mission, and that mission continues, but Commissioner, Customs Border Patrol, but I want to work backwards.
Sure.
United States Marine.
Semper Fi.
How old were you when you went in?
19. I enlisted, and then later I became a commissioned officer with the Marine Corps. They call that a Mustang. I'm very proud of that.
Now, did you know, like, your whole teenage years that you were dead set on that, or was it kind of out of high school?
Destined.
Yeah, family? So was any family member?
My father was in the United States Army. My uncle was a United States Marine, did three tours in Vietnam, was a Huey helicopter pilot, a whole bunch of ribbons and medals, been shot down, true hero. So I knew I was going to do that.
How long were you in the Corps?
11 years active duty and reserves.
All right. And then transitioned to probably, I'm going to say something a little more dangerous, an LAPD officer, right?
Yeah, I did that a little backwards. I actually went to law school first, got my law degree, and then
I was going to get to that, but yeah. I thought that was further down.
No, law school first, and then I became a police officer for LAPD.
Okay. And then, what a resume, FBI agent.
20 years in the FBI.
I mean, that's like you actually in your adult life lived out everything that I played as a kid, right? You know, bang, bang, you're dead. Hey, cop, Robert. I thought it was so cool to play cops. Listen how good I knew this.
That's pretty darn good.
And you know, FBI.
Well, yeah. Some people say I can't keep a job. So.
Well, he didn't stop there. Border Patrol.
Yep.
FBI, how long?
20 years.
Border Patrol?
I was there about a year.
Okay, and Customs Border Protection.
Yeah, I was there from 2019 to 2021.
And former President Trump, your relationship with him, what was that like? But is he this? I always ask people that know him personally. The guy we see on the camera, is that the guy with his shoes off backstage?
Every bit of it. Every bit. What you see is what you get. You know, and he's a president. He's one of those few presidents that who we elected is exactly who he is and who he was as a president.
Okay. I wonder who the last one that probably was. Maybe Carter was the same guy, you think? I bet maybe he was the same guy.
Right? Different level of success. Yes.
Definitely. Let's talk about the success that people that are breaking into our country are having at. I mean, man, great job. 100% successful. I mean, it's right now, you know, Biden saying no crisis on the border. Weren't babies being dropped over walls? And
exactly. You know, Trevor, I think so. Clearly, I say, hey, Mark, so you know. How much frustrated are you are that this administration has systematically dismantled everything that you guys did that successfully increased border security and it stopped illegal immigration? I said, yeah, of course I'm frustrated, I'm angry, etc. But what equally, if not in some cases more, Trevor, that I'm angry that this administration is they're lying to the American people. Secretary Mayorkas, for example, here's when you know he's lying, when his lips are moving. I mean, really, everything that comes out of his mouth is spin, misdirection, or a lie. It's worse for the American people.
Now, lying, people can determine that, but I guess we're going to have to take them to court, aren't we?
Yeah, I think so.
Over these. Governor DeSantis, much involvement with him?
Yes, we do have contact, and another great patriot, Tom Holman, as well. Mm-hmm. So the great state of Texas. So Governor Abbott and the AG Paxton, right now they're 3-0. They filed several lawsuits. Tom Holman and I have participated and presented several affidavits. So far, three lawsuits. They've won all three, and that gets back in the day, it's really states are the last line of defense. We need more AGs and more governors step up, like Governor DeSantis and Governor Abbott and AG Paxton.
And you know, you mentioned Mr. Tom Homan there. You shake his hand, but he takes a picture with you and he squeezes you. He's like, come here, man. Come here, man. He's like, I was like, whoa.
His arms are as big as my leg.
I'm telling you, that was something.
But
else.
I always tell him, though, I could hit him in the forehead and run because I know I can outrun him.
Yesterday, Neil Monroe at Breitbart, we were talking about visa lottery. In the insanity of the visa. I mean, there's so many. We could actually probably for what 4 or 5 hours list all the insanity, right?
Trevor, you're absolutely right. It's so beyond just what's happening on our border. I mean, clearly that's a catastrophic crisis. But when we talk about the complete broken immigration system and how this administration is further breaking it, we could set it for 5-6 hours talking about it.
Now, we talk a lot about illegal immigration, and we're talking about here, but the Federation of American Immigration Reform and a lot of folks here also focus on overall immigration. You know, that's something that never gets discussed because it's the back burner.
Right.
And I think it was in the 60s, Ted Kennedy, didn't they changed our immigration laws? Because from like 1919 Ellis Island days, we kind of put a pause.
Right.
It's time for a pause again, isn't it?
Yep, it is. And here, we're overcomplicated on purpose, right? Because if you confuse the American people, you can lie to them and hide stuff, right? And cover stuff up. That's exactly what this administration is doing. I had a conversation the other night at dinner, Trevor, and it was a pretty simple conversation. He said, hey, you know, I was having dinner with a colleague, and he said, you know, I asked a friend of mine. I said, hey, it wasn't an immigration a hawk or open border, neither one, just, you know, middle of the road. I said, hey, tell me, what do you think about illegal immigration? And he paused. He says, well, it's illegal, right? I mean, it's that simple, right? We're talking about illegal immigration. We're talking about the rule of law, our sovereignty as a nation. We are for legal immigration. I'm for, like you said, getting better at hey, if we need more workers, then let's improve legal visas to come and work, and if they overstay, there's consequences. It's not complicated, Trevor.
Well, they changed the language, as we know.
Yeah.
They, theirs, theirs, them, him. You know, but I go back 20 years ago when I lived in Sacramento, and I was in the grocery store line, and lo and behold was the guy that's on the TV news and in the line, and I go, hey, just curious, I noticed you stopped saying illegal aliens and now saying undocumented. He goes, they made me.
Right. Right.
And that was 20 years ago, so they changed the language.
Exactly. We went from illegal alien to undocumented non-citizen. We went from illegal immigration to irregular migration. And now we've gone from being released in the United States to removal proceedings. Here's another great lie by the secretary. We've removed everybody or put them in removal proceedings. So, of course, the average American is going, oh, well, what's the big deal? They're removing everybody. No, they're not. Removal proceedings means they're being released into the interior of the United States. Another lie, spin, misdirection by the secretary.
Yeah, Governor Gagin, face mask Gruesome out in California. He, last week before we came out here,
I'm sorry, you got some great one-liners, by the way.
You live in California. They come to you. I mean, you don't even have to. You wake up and show prep is in front of you. It's already done for you. It's crazy. But in California, we can't mention alien anymore in any of the state's verbiage at all, anything.
Yep. Even though it's codified in law that Congress passed, the INA, the Immigration Nationalization Act, it's in law. And oh, by the way, I encourage people to look up Webster's Dictionary, the definition of alien. It absolutely applies. That's why it's in the law.
That's why it's in the law. Yep. And you try and cut in line at a taco truck in Fresno, and you'll hear people go, hey, that's not right to cut in line. I can tell you that much.
It's not rocket science. That's absolutely right.
Well, Marine, LAPD officer, FBI agent, Border Patrol, that's all under the headline of security. And you had those jobs because taxpaying money paid you to protect America.
That's right.
And as we've seen right now, what's happening at the border? Mr. Homan, yesterday I was talking to him and I said, I mean, is it really going to take another 9/11 boom boom somewhere and find out they came across the border? He said 150 different countries have been caught.
150 illegal aliens have been apprehended by United States Border Patrol illegally in the country from 150 different countries. You name it, Romania, Uzbekistan, Afghanistan, China. I can keep going on and on. And so when we talk about it's a national security threat, it's real. 14 illegal aliens have been apprehended on the FBI's terror screening database. Border Patrol have apprehended thousands of special interest aliens. Those are aliens from countries that we are watching and we're concerned because there's some sort of affiliation or connection to terrorist organization. I keep going on and on. This administration is jeopardizing every aspect of our public health, our public safety, and national security.
And I would think human reaction, like I was so surprised that 63% of California went along with the insanity with the recall and voted to keep him in. I have to think that humans have a real soft spot in their heart, especially for children, especially for young girls and boys that are sexually trafficked.
Yep.
They suppress all this news. That's why we're actually having to do this, staring at the Capitol, broadcasting all this to all these radio stations across America, because they suppress those stories, because those are heartbreaking, and people, they really knew what was going on.
Yeah. Trevor,
I would hope we'd vote differently.
I couldn't agree more with you. And here, harken back to my law school days. I learned early on, the intentional omission of a material fact is the same thing as a lie. And that's what they're doing by suppressing it. They know what they're doing. When was the last time you heard this number? 400,000. What is it, 400,000? That's the number of illegal aliens that have broken our country and got away because our borders are wide open. And here's where I get my hate mail, and there are criminals among them, right? And they're making their way to every town, city, and state. Here's another. When's the last time you heard from an angel family? I talked to one today and last night. I heard it from an angel family how her son was brutally beaten, hogtied, dumped in a ravine, and set afire by an illegal alien. When is the last time you heard anybody talk about that?
Hey, Lester Holt. NBC. Yeah. Hey, Lester.
Exactly.
Report that, buddy.
Exactly.
It's
just hypocrisy.
I had a sheriff on from North Carolina and one from down in Texas yesterday. And I said, how young is young with the human trafficking? Do you know what the age that one of the sheriffs told me? And eight.
I was going to say six or eight. That's what I was going to say.
Eight.
Yep. Here's another one. Border Patrol agents, and this is not uncommon, where they've interviewed a 10-year-old. 10-year-old little girl that had been raped multiple times on her journey up here. When was the last time you heard anybody in the Democratic Party talk about that? When was the last time you heard Al Sharpton talk about that?
Well,
never.
I saw AOC on the back of her dress say, stop human trafficking.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that was something tax.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. Miss right. Go Cry Baby down
right,
at it.
Right.
Hey, you guys busted her, didn't you? Somebody busted her crying at that chain link fence, right?
Open
and then you pull back from the shot, and there's a couple vans parked, right? And she's there in all white, right? Total white, right? If you're going to go visit kids in cages, your pants or your white shoes are going to have a little dust on them.
Exactly.
Right?
Total setup. Total BS.
Mr. Mark Morgan, forming acting commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection, thank you so much for your time here. And and what you're doing and what you've done for our country and the Trump administration. And listen, people, wake up. We need people like this back in their positions that they were in so that this stops. This stops. In closing, to the people of Fresno and the Central Valley, in California, we feel just like, I mean, where do we turn, right? I don't even know what you would tell. I don't know what to tell people about legal immigration. We tried to get the governor out of there and get Elder in. But
California's tough. I guess my advice was move out of California.
Okay, thank you. That's it, Mr. Mark Morgan. Thank you, sir. But listen, yes, but hearing those, Chris Kobach of Kansas, right, and hearing the sheriff from North Carolina, it's everywhere.
What happens in the southwest of the border doesn't stay there, Trevor. And real quick, I have to say this. I want to say thank you to you because you are providing just as much a service to this country that I did by getting out the truth, the reality, and countering the lies that are being told to American people. That's an incredible, important service. So thank you.
I don't get shot at up here, so it's not on the same level. So
thank you,
Mr. Mark Morgan. Handshake there.
This is the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk. The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
We're holding their feet to the fire. It's the Federation of American Immigration Reforms Radio Row. There's like 50, 60 radio stations from across America here, and it's around the clock. In next, let's go. Thanks to Mr. Mark Morgan right there. Boy, I tell you, we're getting to talk to a lot of people. A lot of these people were in the Trump administration, and we got to get them back. And the reason that we're here is our country's in peril. You're hearing this. This is not a joke. This is the real deal, Holyfield. Our elected officials, they're failing you. And if they're failing you right now, they're going to be failing in the future. This Biden administration has deliberately, I mean, it is so obvious, just thrown the borders wide open. But, hey, we warned. We said it was going to happen. We can go back to pre-2020 election. We can go back to the campaigning, all the Democrats up there on the stage, right? When you had about, well, I don't know, was it 10, 12 of them up there? All of them raising their hand going, yes, yes, free health care for illegal aliens. Well, that word kind of gets around, doesn't it? If Krispy Kreme's giving out free donuts all day, the word's going to kind of get around, is it? Whoa, wind blew my mic over. It's going to get around a little bit, is it not? Sure it is. And what we've seen right now is that word's gotten around. And we've heard of when they were talking about going ahead and deporting some of the Haitians back to Haiti. What did they do? The ones that were actually on American soil, they hightailed it back to Mexico. They said, no, we'd rather stay here than go back to Haiti. So just the wording of getting around, right? The word's out that they're going to deport. You saw thousands flee, right? And we're going to talk with Ira Melman. He's the media director for FAIR. We're going to talk to him coming up here at 4 o'clock. And they talk about this a lot. Anytime amnesty is even discussed like it was in the $3.5 trillion spending bill, anytime it's even on the table, and it got voted down, we'll talk with Ira about that. But anytime they even discuss it here in the District of Columbia, it increases. The flows just start because they're like, hey, they're talking about it. It might happen. We better get in before the gate closes. This is also like talking with Mr. Morgan there, the threat of terrorism targeting the United States. DHS Secretary Mayorkas actually admit that the situation he created is unsustainable. You had former President Obama yesterday, I guess, flipping on the Biden administration because, I don't know, wasn't it supposed to be Obama 3.0, right? So he also called it unsustainable. So as we've seen right now, man, we're not giving up. All these news media outlets, we are not giving up. All these talk outlets, we're not giving up. And they're lying. They're flat out lying. And that's why we're here, to get all the facts out there. And to broadcast it across America. And there are those here this week. I mean, from all the organizers and all the guests and all the radio people, go ahead and tell me. Trump's not in office anymore. We don't have Congress. We don't have the Senate. Tell me, what line of defense is there against Pelosi and the Socialist Rat Pack and Schumer and Harris and Biden? Right? Where are they? Where's that line of defense? Well, we're looking at it right here. And you, your vote, your organizational skills, your ability to, I guess, not be afraid to be called names, That's part of it. You got to actually stand up. And we got Joe Biden again, his Department of Homeland Security, planning to end Trump's remain in Mexico. You know, that reduced a lot out there. That, you know, the asylum fraud, the catch and release that we've seen. Mayorkas actually announced that they're going to end the remain in Mexico policy. So, you don't, that's just add more fuel to the fire. And that's why they're doing it. And we're holding their feet to that fire. It's a Federation of American Immigration Reform. You've heard him in the Valley. You've heard him on Power Talk. You have heard him filling in for Rush Limbaugh. He's a fellow iHeart talk show host, Ken Matthews from WHP 580 in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. We're going to talk to Ken next right here.
This is the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk. You're listening to the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
The Federation American Immigration Reforms hold their feet to the fire, and as it stands right now, there's no red feet in this city at all. There's no burn marks on the bottom of anybody's feet, but we're going to keep it going. We're going to keep it going. He keeps it going for iHeart's WHP 580 in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Many of you all up and down the Central Valley have heard his show as he filled in for the late Rush Limbaugh. Ken Matthews, good to meet you, and thank you for coming on the show.
Well, thank you for inviting me and all the kind words you've been saying. I really appreciate it.
And we kind of got a similar radio background. We talked. We did the old music radio thing for.
Yeah, I think
years.
We both had a prison radio station, and then we got on parole and we went commercial.
Yeah, how many years did you do music radio?
I did morning CHR 25 years.
Okay, so you got your run of that.
Yeah.
What, 3:30, 4 a.m. forever?
Yep.
You didn't ever get to watch the second half of a Monday night football game?
No, it was interesting because I met my wife in Portland, Maine, where I had a two-year deal doing mornings up in Portland, Maine in the late 80s. And then we moved around a bit, Cincinnati, Charleston, South Carolina, and other places I was fired from. And, you know, she got used to that early schedule. And I think she got spoiled. Because I was out of her hair when she got up, and she had her nights to herself. So I think she got spoiled.
And then...
Because I'd go to bed at like 7:30.
Yeah, and it's strange. And during the summertime... I did mornings for just a few years, and I know that weird schedule of going to bed when it's light outside.
Yeah, you hear the kids playing.
Yeah, it's...
Why won't Daddy come out and shoot baskets? Because Daddy has to go to bed now. Why does Daddy have to go to bed?
Well, there... So 25 years music radio, and then... What was the moment where you said, I'm going to stop playing the records and go talk?
Well, my last big run, my last big morning run was in Allentown. And I remember the afternoon that they fired me, I thought, you know, I wonder if I want to stay in radio or not. And it happened to be right around the time that Obama came on the scene. And like you, I'm very politically active and outspoken, if you will. And there's only so much you can say about, you know, lying socialist on a top 40 radio station without getting in trouble. So I got to get to a format where I can talk to people, listen to people, and share truth without, you know, the music director getting upset. So,
well, how did your connection with Rush happen? I mean, how did all that start, Ken?
Well, I was doing yard work for him. No, I'm just kidding. Actually, it was back in the spring of 2017. I wanted to expand my show in Harrisburg, and you know, it's hard to. There's not a lot of slots for expansion, as you know. So, I started sending tapes to various people. You know, the old demo tape thing. Except now it's not on tape, but old timers like us say tape.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
TNR,
and
tape and resume.
There you go. And I sent tape to some people at iHeart high up in the chain. And a couple of them actually responded. And I asked one particular woman who was actually, she did a lot of syndication with music people. And I said, could I just have 5 minutes of your time? So we met. Very cool lady named Jennifer. And she's still there. And the meeting ended up being about an hour, and she said, you know, I gotta go down, this was in New York, she said, I gotta go down to Tribeca And I got to see Buck Sexton because he was in Tribeca at the time doing his show, the Buck Sexton show, the Tribeca Studios. And she said, "You want to come with me?" I said, "Sure." So we hopped the subway. We went down there, and she had some business to do with him and his producers and stuff. And then he came out, and Buck and I started talking, and I said, "Hey, if you ever need a fill-in, you know." So I just thought it was just banter. And then about 10 days later, the producer called and said, "You know, Buck's taking a few days off. Do you want to fill in for Buck?" So I filled in for Buck. One day or 2 days, I honestly can't remember. It was in early 2017. They put me in a beautiful hotel above the 9/11 memorial, which was just breathtaking. I was probably 20 stories up, and I opened the shade, and the view would bring a tear to your eye with all the colors and the fountains and remembering. It was just great. So I got done with that. I don't mean the story to drag on, but I know you're a radio guy, and you'll appreciate this. And I think anybody, and probably everyone in your audience, is a hardworking American patriot, so they're going to appreciate this. So I took that tape. I called this woman, Jennifer, back, and I said, "Hey, can you get me a meeting with somebody in talk radio?" You know? So I ended up meeting with the president, Julie, of Premier Radio Network. She was extremely gracious. She heard the tape. She liked it, the fill-in for Buck. And I met with her for about 20 minutes. She said, "What do you want to do?" And I said, "Well, you know, I'd like to do more fill-in and the whole nine yards." And she said, "Well, let me see what I can do. I'm going to make a few calls, and I'm going to share your audio with people." And then 2 weeks later, Bo Snerdly called me.
You were like, "What? Really?"
Yeah, I didn't even believe it was him. Because he has you've heard Bo, right? Huge
talked
voice.
To him on the phone.
James Golden, he's the producer, and he did a huge podcast about Rush, and
that's a distinct voice. So
beautifully done, yeah. You know who Bo Snerdly sounds like? He sounds like the Arby's guy. You know, "We have the meat." That's what he said. Yeah, he actually did a "We have the meat" liner
the meat,
for
that's
me.
That's right. That makes sense.
So he calls, he goes, "Ken Matthews, this is James Golden from Rush Limbaugh." And I thought it was a joke. I thought it was one of my friends busting my chops.
And it wasn't.
Yeah, and he said, "We have some fill-in opportunities coming up, some guest host opportunities for Mr. Limbaugh, and he's going to be taking some time off, and I heard your tape, and we had a little discussion," and he said, would you like to give it a shot? I mean, would you like to try it?"
Sure, he said.
July 5th, 2017, and then boom.
Did you get to ever meet Rush? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I went down. My parents live in Florida, so I went down, and they actually, I went down in 2019. That was about 2 years into my guest host run. And they were really cool because they said, "Hey, Rush is going to be, you know, he's going to be taking a couple of days off that week. And if you want to fill in for him, we can get you a studio down in Florida." So they got me a studio like 10 minutes from my parents' house and 15 minutes from the beach.
Wow.
So that was really cool.
My guest is Ken Matthews, iHeart's WHP 580, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Can you name one other industry? I mean, film, sports, think of everything that one person's passing had such an effect on that industry. I really rack my brain trying to think
of
it.
I don't think there is one.
No.
I don't think there is one. You know, Rush reinvigorated AM radio. And there's something about his team and about him. There's a gentleman factor that I so appreciate. I mean, when you show up to work in that environment, you conduct yourself different. You just
next level.
Yeah, and they're very gracious. They're very polite. It's really interesting.
It is, and they've been that way here too. What a great thing
they've done here. This is probably very professional. I just ran into one of the fair people, and I said, "This is the highlight of my year because I'm surrounded with people like yourself, Trevor, and I'm surrounded with all kinds of other people, diverse from all over the globe really sometimes, and they're committed conservative patriots. They're aware of what's really happening.
The camaraderie. It almost feels like after church parking lot talking, doesn't it?
Yes.
It's that camaraderie feel.
That
we're all involved with the same feeling. Ken, what is illegal immigration like in Harrisburg, PA?
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that because we just got the exciting news that we have not only people from the Mexican border relocating in Harrisburg, because, you know, Governor Wolf is also a socialist.
Yes.
And for people who are not familiar with Pennsylvania, we are a commonwealth, and we are ruled by a king, King Thomas Wolf.
Well, he's been on our Gretchen Whitmer, Newsom, Governor Wolf.
Yep.
He's on that list.
He has a court jester And the court jester is his lieutenant governor, who's like 6'9". True story. And his name's John Fetterman, and he is unable to count. He's still saying that there was no election fraud. But we just got tapped now for Afghanistan and Haitian relocatees, because Wolf is a big fan of Biden. And what Biden is doing, and we talked about this yesterday, Biden is relocating all these different illegal foreign nationals and refugees and wannabe terrorists in some cases to his friends in blue states, because he knows they'll put up with it.
Well, we've had an open door in California for so long. It is just something else. And I was just utterly shocked that
63%, and that recall vote was
63% want that more insanity.
Yeah. That I don't even believe that recall vote. But
Ken Matthews, I know you got your show to prepare for, but I appreciate the time you spent with the folks in the Central Valley who heard you filling in. And I love that story, man. You went out and you pursued it. Nobody came and knocked on your door and said, hey, can we hear how good you are?
No.
You went out and you did it. And that's American ingenuity. Thumbs up, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless. And God bless your audience.
You know, there it is. And coming up here, we're going to be talking about what's coming up next hour. We're going to be talking with a Border Patrol agent and also serves on the National Border Patrol Council and the president of the National Border Patrol Council, Brandon Judd, next hour as well as we do it, holding their feet to the fire in D.C.
This is the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk. The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
We are holding their feet to the fire. It's a Federation American Immigration Reform Radio Row doing the show live from the top of the Fox News building here on the 8th floor. Looking out at Union Station with all their... Is that a KOA campground? Oh, I guess the government now allows you to... Families, you can get in the station wagon and don't pay all those park fees, right? You can just camp right here in front of Union Station in D.C. Well, you know, we see that all over California as well. It's not as bad here. There were people going, well, you wait till you go over to Union Station, man. I'm like, well, I don't know. Yeah, it's not as bad here as it is out on the West Coast. But we are here because our country in a world of mess. And, you know, right now, I guess God has his hand over us, because if I were an enemy of the United States of America, and we know that they're out there, right? Okay, let's raise our hands if we have enemies around the world. Okay, all Americans realize we have enemies around the world. Well, you know what? Right now, why don't we just turn on a red light siren and alert everybody. If you want to blow us up, I don't know, a college football game, I don't know, this Capitol that I'm looking at to my right, I don't know, Union Station here, I don't know, anywhere around America, right? You want to blow us up? You want to release nerve gas into the subway system? Hey, come on. You want to bring in a dirty nuke and a suitcase? Come on. The border's wide open. There's absolutely no reason at all why they couldn't just walk right on through right now, right? Yep, that's how we're figuring it out. And that's why we're here, as we hold their feet to the fire. And listen, you can help with your voting. And I just don't understand why so many people in California continue to vote for Democrats like Newsom, like Pelosi. Why you continue that, I don't understand that. Don't you realize your own safety, your own pocketbook, your children's education? When we talk about pocketbooks, illegal immigration costs taxpayers $132 billion with a B, boys, $132 billion annually. And they at the office of they do say by the year 2025. That's a hop, skip, and another hop, skip, and a jump away. Could exceed $200 billion. Well, why wouldn't it? The more that flood in, the more that we have to pay, correct? And listen, this is a country of immigrants. The first ones, and then the country continued to grow, but they did it legally. 564 sanctuary jurisdictions throughout these used to be United States. I'll just call it America right now. 564 sanctuary jurisdictions. And that's illegal. But, oh, wait, we don't say the word illegal anymore. So if we take illegal out of illegal alien, then let's just take illegal out of all vocabulary, even when it comes to the government. When it comes to illegal aliens, though, they're typically at least three times more likely to be incarcerated than United States citizens and legal immigrants. You can't fight the facts. Don't be mad at me. No. I'm the messenger. This is the truth. A lot of people are afraid to say the truth. The truth is, illegals typically three times more likely to be incarcerated than citizens and legal immigrants. And we have hundreds of thousands, now looking like millions this year, that are violating our laws. There is no non-criminal illegal alien. Yeah, some of them, their crime is a little less, like unlawfully crossing a border. That's nowhere near rape or murder, but it's still illegal. It is still a crime. Illegal entry is a misdemeanor, but then if you get caught and you get deported, and then you get caught, it's a felony. And I don't care, even if you create the misdemeanor, it's not a victimless crime. The $132 billion that's going to be going up to $200 billion by 2025, right? That's a drain on all the public funds across America at a time when the economy is tanked. And we got Biden in there going to keep tanking it, man. He's the tank master. What they do, we've seen it, right? In big, high illegal immigration areas. And this has now been going on for well over 20, 30 years. I always take the Greeley, Colorado meatpacking place. I think the Brazilians bought it. But it used to, they would say in 1980 to 85, around there, that it would pay $18 an hour. That was big money back then. And when I was there in 2008, 2009, it was half of that. They were paying $9 an hour. That was because of illegal immigration, and it depresses wages. You know that. If you're in construction in the Central Valley, you're going to tell me you haven't had to drop your price because you've been undercut by a company that, when you yell up to the roof, "Hey, how long are you guys going to be up there working on the roof?" They just stare at you because nobody up there knows what you said. You know, the foreman will come around and be like, "Oh, yeah, a couple more hours." Right? I mean, you see that all over the place. Roofing, drywalling, cement, the whole deal we've seen. And you know who depressing the wages of Americans? You know who that actually hits the hardest? The people that the Democrats say they care the most about. People of color, minority workers. Those that might not even have a high school degree. That's who it hurts the most. The people that they say they're looking out for the most. See, when you really lay all this out on the table, like we're doing, none of this makes sense. And when you say none of it makes sense, then you got to say, why are they doing it? Well, all the powerful people that I've had the opportunity to interview here yesterday and today in D.C. have said it's about chaos, creating chaos to create control. It's all about control. And you know what we need to control? Our national security, because a potential terrorist strike. You need deterrence. Then you need to apprehend them, and then you need to remove them. That's why we're here, holding their feet to the fire. True immigration reform is reasonable, practical, fair, and effective. That's what FAIR says. We're going to talk to their media director of FAIR, Ira Melman. He's coming up next.